Today is the 10th of August. Welcome to Heart of Worship. I'm JC May, and it is an honor to have you here on this beautiful, beautiful, beautiful day. So, I didn't post anything yesterday, guys, and it was not intentional. I woke up in the morning, went back to bed, woke up again, went back to bed, and woke up again. Which means I did not go to work yesterday. I stayed at home all day. And I was shattered yesterday, mentally, physically, emotionally. And so I just took a day to myself. And now I'm back, ready and raring to go. So with all that said, we're going to pick up from where we left off on Wednesday. And our verse of the day comes from Psalms 46 verse 1, and it says this: God is our refuge and strength, an ever-present help in trouble.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Our God, our rock, our hope, our protector, we thank you for preserving our lives. We thank you for hearing our cries for help and healing. We thank you for your guiding our feet into ways that have been a blessing. Please, oh God, stay close by as we face the stresses and challenges in life. Through your Spirit, enable us to grow and be an example to others as we pass through life storms. In the name of Jesus, our Savior and Lord, we ask. If this is your first time here on Heart of Worship, welcome to the worship family. Family, I just want you to lift up your voice and join me and worship him today. It's been a rough week for me. It's been a hectic week for me. It has been an interesting week for me. But he is. He is my rock. He is my hope. And he is my protector. And even though I may be feeling tired, and I'm just being honest and open, God is my refuge and my strength. An ever-present help in the time of my need and the time of trouble. And that is my exact prayer today. That, oh God, stay close by as we face the stress and challenges of our lives, Father God. That is our prayer, that through the Spirit of God, you enable us to grow and be an example to others as we pass through life's storm. So whatever you are doing right now, I want you to begin to lift up your voice. Lift up your voice and cry on that name. Jesus. 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 Will you call on the Father? Holy Spirit, come and have your way. We sing Spirit, yeah. Spirit, makatarabasi. Spirit. We call on the name that is higher than any name. We say Jesus, Jesus, oh, we worship you and honor your holy name, Father. Come on, lift up your voice this morning and shout, Spirit. Let the Holy Spirit come and dwell inside of you. Makataraba sindiribo shikete. Miketiribo shandaraba siketiribo shanda. Oh, we cry out your name, Jesus. Every knee has got to bow and every tongue has got to confess when they call your name, Jesus. Call his name, Jesus. Call on that wonderful name. What's his name? Cry, Jesus, 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 Jesus. Mandaraba sekete ribo shandaraba sekete. Mindiribo shandaraba sekete ribo shandara. Oh, 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 yeah. Abba Father, Abba Father, Abba Father. Hey. Wherever you are right now, however you are listening to this, whether you are on the train, whether you are at home, whether you are at work, I want you to reflect on the powerful name of Jesus. I want you to reflect on our Abba Father. And I want you to reflect on the fresh falling of the Holy Spirit dwelling on you right now. I want an aroma of worship to surround you right now. John 16 verse 13 says, but when he, the Spirit of truth, comes, he will guide you into all truth. For he will not speak on his own initiative, but whatever he hears, he will speak, and he will disclose to you what is to come. I want you to press into his presence. I want you to press into his presence because he's here right now. Galatians 5:18 says, but if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. But if you are led by the Spirit, if you are led by the Spirit, you are not under the law. Which means you leave everything in his hands.
which means you trust the Spirit wholly, which means you allow the Spirit to guide you and focus you the way He needs to. And He will lead you, and He will hold you and protect your household, protect your dreams and visions. He will be led by the Spirit. I want you to be led by the Spirit. Be led by the Spirit. I don't know who this is for, but be led by the Spirit. And lean not on your own understanding, because the Holy Spirit is there to guide you. The Holy Spirit is there to tell you which way to go and which way not to go. Stop leaning on your own understanding. Stop seeing things through your own eyes, but see it through God's eyes. He only wants the best for you. Oh, He only wants the best for you. I know it may seem hard right now, but if you put your trust in Him, you will never be disappointed. He will begin to blow your mind because you've trusted Him wholeheartedly. Don't let the devil steal from you no more. Don't let him come and kill your visions. Don't let him destroy the works of your hands. Yeah. Mandarabase keterebo shakatarabase terebo shekete. Mi keterebo shandarababababase keterebo.
Galatians 5:22 says, but the Spirit... apologies, but the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, and faithfulness. Yeah. For the next minute, I just want you to speak to Him. Just go ahead, just lift up your voice and speak to Him. Sing to Him. Create a song. Talk to Him. Reflect on His word. Go ahead and do that now.
Your presence, God. All we need is Your presence, God. Your presence, God. There is nothing worth more that could ever come close, God. Nothing can compare, oh God. You are our living hope. And so, Father, all we want is Your presence. Your sweet, sweet, sweet presence. Yeah. Oh, Holy Spirit, You are welcome here.
And so, Father, we want to praise and thank you for the living hope that we have in Christ Jesus, our Savior. And thank you that he is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore, and that we have been placed in union with him. Thank you for the confident assurance we have in him, knowing that our eternal future is secured for him and for us in heavenly places in Jesus Christ, our Savior. Thank you that our hope is firmly anchored in him and extremely secured to Christ, the rock of our salvation. And we pray that day by day, we may hold fast the blessed hope that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the author and finisher of our faith, knowing that our Lord Jesus Christ is the mainstay of our soul and who is both sure and steadfast, faithful and true. We praise and thank you for the wonderful hope we have in Christ, who died for us, that we may have an abundance of hope in this world, and we in the ages to come, life everlasting. To him be all praise and glory, world without end. This we pray in your precious name. In Jesus' name we have prayed. Amen and amen and amen. So family, I am going to leave it there today. And so my prayer for you is this: may flowers always line your path and sunshine light your day. May songbirds serenade you every step along the way. May a rainbow run beside you in a sky that's always blue. And may happiness fill your heart each day your whole life through. Until tomorrow, family, stay blessed. Enjoy the sun or what's left of it. And I'll see you tomorrow. Take care.